The Super Bowl is set. The Eagles against the Chiefs. You can't get any better than that. I mean, any combination over the weekend was going to be great. This one, I think, is about as good as it can get. Here is former NFLer. You hear him on Westwood One. Here is Mike Golic Sr. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing well. Looking forward to the Super Bowl as well. Should be a good one.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm curious, as a former player and a guy who's been talking about the game forever, a fan of the game, we were discussing this off the top. Does it bother you that the officiating conversation like clouded the weekend? Did it cloud your viewing experience, all the buzz about the officiating and how poorly these games were officiated at times?
Yeah, it at times can feel like it gets in the way. Now, in the San Francisco Philly game, it didn't matter too much because San Francisco had their own problems getting a quarterback on the field. that was a shame. You get down to the NFC Championship game and now you're on your fourth quarterback. That made it really difficult, and Philly is so good. So, but in the AFC game, yeah, it's a shame. Now listen, the roughing the quarterback call at the end, that was a legit call. Mahomes was 2 feet out of bounds. And the kid was just overly aggressive. He's going to learn from that mistake. But yeah, there were definitely some other calls. What we hope for, and you guys as well, it doesn't matter what sport, right? Hockey, basketball, football, baseball. What you want is the officials to be consistent. You know, if you're going to make a crappy call early on, then make that same crappy call later on. You know, at least do it for both teams, you know? So be consistent in what you're doing. And when it feels like one side is getting more than the other, you kind of feel like it's interrupting the game a little bit. We always want the players to decide it on the court, on the ice, on the field. But, I guess you have to say the refs are human too. They're just like there's no athlete that plays a perfect game. There's no ref that refs a perfect game.
You talked about the kid aside that was over aggressive. Mahomes took the penalty. How do you deal with that kid? I mean, how do you kind of build that guy back up? Because that was tough on that kid, and he's wearing it, and it's obviously a difficult situation. But it's obviously a situation you can't take that penalty there.
No, you obviously can't. Listen, you know, we all talk about Mahomes and making that run there, but, you know, the run where it was and where he went out of bounds, it would have been a 60-yard field goal. Mm-hmm. So, and they may have tried it for the win, but that game, in all likelihood, would have gone to overtime.
Yes.
So, you know, that penalty obviously hurt them 15 yards. All you can do, and it's true, but because it was led to the game-winning kick, people will point to it and say that cost them the game. You know, there's 4, 5, 6, 10 plays a game that can help determine the outcome. You know, so you while you look at that last one because it was obviously a huge mistake and the kick came right after that, there are other plays in the game, you know, that the Bengals could have made, you know, that could have made a difference in that game. And that's what you tell them. Mistakes happen. Those are tough penalties, though. Those are mental mistakes. You know, it's a very physical game and sometimes the mental mistakes get you the most. And that was one. He was just running hard for the ball. As you were saying, he was trying to knock Mahomes backwards so the clock would keep running. But he wasn't able to do it, and he hit him out of bounds. So all you can do is build him back up and say, listen, there were other plays in the game, you know, that we could have made that could have been the difference of this game. But bottom line is this kid's going to live with this for the rest of his career.
We're chatting with Mike Golic. Prior to the game, there was a lot of talk, smack talk, some might argue, out of Cincinnati, calling Arrowhead Burrowhead. The Cincinnati mayor, you know, taping that video and posting it online. And the Chiefs didn't take the bait until after the game, and multiple players referenced it. Are you a believer in bulletin board material? And if so, do you think it factored in at all to the way that game played out?
No, I'm not a believer in that. And that is something that is brought up at the end because the game's over. You have your bulletin board material, your smack talk. Once the ball is kicked off, all that stuff's out the window. It's not like Travis Kelce is sitting there on this play and say, I'm going to show the mayor on this play when I catch this, you know, 15-yard, you know, in route. You know, I mean, that's not going through his mind. But at the end of the game, you know, you can then pull that back out and say, okay, now I can clap back on this. But no, I am not a big believer that stuff matters. Once the ball is kicked off, I think you play the game. And then if you're able to win the game and able to talk a little smack after that game, then go ahead. I'm just not a believer in it. I don't know why you want to do it. I don't know why the mayor would want to do that because this can happen to you, can come back on you like that. But as far as an effect on the game, no, I do not think it has an effect on the game.
What type of reaction do you think Andy Reid's going to get from the Philly faithful?
I was so, I'm not going to lie. You know, I played most of my career in Philly. In 9 years, I played six in Philly. And Buddy Ryan was my coach. And he was beloved there, Buddy Ryan. And I get it. You know, he's a likable coach because we played aggressively. We were a hard-hitting team. And we lost in the first round of the playoffs every time we got to the playoffs. But they loved Buddy. And Andy got to how many NFC championship games and one Super Bowl, and it's like they couldn't wait to get him out the door. I never understand that. You know, he takes you to the Final Four and to the Super Bowl one time in Philly and to the Final Four a bunch of other times, and you can't wait to get rid of the guy. It blows my mind. I mean, he's a Hall of Fame coach. I think he's a great guy as well. He'll have nothing but love for that city and that organization because he was there a long time. He'll treat it like that. It'll be interesting. Well, Philly fans, I think we know how they act. I lived with it a bunch of years. They can be pretty rough, and then they'll continue to be.
We're chatting with Mike Golic. How do you respond, Mike? I'm sure you've heard a lot of pundits out there, a lot of fans saying that the Eagles were gift-wrapped a spot in the Super Bowl because they had to beat the Giants, who weren't that good, and then they play the Niners, who were on basically their fifth-string quarterback by the third quarter.
You got to get there somehow, man. Your path's your path.
Yeah, well, I'm curious, Mike. Like, is there any legitimacy in that, or do the Eagles even have to address it? I wouldn't expect they would publicly, but how do you respond to that?
So if anybody brought that up to me at that point, I would make sure I clear my voice very, very much so everybody could hear me, and I would yell at the top of my lungs, "Don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Don't care. I'm in the Super Bowl. I played the teams. We played the teams we were supposed to play. Injuries happen all the time. That's the way it goes. I don't feel it's tainted. I don't feel that we got gifted that. You know, if I were with them, I would say we beat and did what we had to do to get to the Super Bowl. It's not like this was a 6-11 team who snuck into the playoffs and got their way to the Super Bowl. This was basically one of the best teams, if not the best team in the NFL the entire year. So everybody can miss me with that one and come meet me in Arizona and watch me play in the Super Bowl.
Mike, are you surprised at all it's working for Philly's coach? He's kind of got these, like, awkward sayings, and he was talking about flowers early on in his tenure. And usually some guys would be like, that doesn't fly around here, but it has. So does that surprise you at all?
Well, what happens is it flies because you win, right? I mean, if the coach is trying to sell some, listen, I think he regretted it as soon as he put Jalen Hurts and Michael Jordan in the same breath. He really didn't want to, and yet he still did, and I don't know how he feels about that. But the bottom line is you're winning.
Yeah.
So, you know, what you try and sell to the team, we know how this works. If you're winning, then you're buying it. If you're losing, then it's like you better try a different avenue because this isn't working. So while some of it may, you know, raise an eyebrow occasionally, the bottom line is there's 32 teams in the league, you know, and 30 other teams would love to be, you know, where either Cincinnati or Kansas City or Philadelphia is. So they got the last laugh. That's all that matters.
Yeah, and now we got 2 weeks to build this up, and obviously there's a ton of storylines, but generally it's going to come back to the quarterbacks. And Mahomes, if we assume he's going to be healthy, and we assume Hurts is going to get more healthy. I mean, both of them were banged up. Hurts doesn't look like he can throw the ball the way he could 2 months ago, and we know that Mahomes was limping around. Let's assume they gain 10%, 15% of health. What kind of game are you expecting? How different might we see the game plans from yesterday, you know, and leading up to what we're going to see in 2 weeks?
Well, I still think the other thing you have to realize, too, is three receivers for Kansas City got hurt in that
right.
game. And hopefully they'll be back as well, because one of the biggest differences in the game is going to be the fact that Cincinnati didn't put a ton of pressure on Pat Mahomes. Cincinnati had like 30 sacks in the regular season and didn't get a ton of pressure. Philadelphia had 70 sacks in the regular season, four players with 11 sacks or more. They can get you from inside and outside. So to me, that's going to be the biggest thing in this game is the pass rush by Philadelphia, because they can do it with four. When you can do it consistently with four, that means you got seven back. You're in pretty good shape. Between that and Philadelphia's offensive line is probably the best in the league. So that's what Kansas City has to defend against. Is Kansas City now, they were second in the regular season in sacks with 55. And Chris Jones is an absolute monster. on that defensive line for Kansas City. So both teams can put pressure on the quarterback and get the quarterbacks moving, which would probably favor Jalen Hurts because his is a shoulder injury. His legs are fine and he can run. Mahomes probably, now he does have 2 weeks, and we'll see how severe this high ankle sprain was of how he'll be able to run around and move back there. But like in most games, when we're going to talk about the quarterbacks and the you know, specialty position, it really comes down to the O-line and D-lines and who dominates the game.
Well, we got 2 weeks before we see how that plays out. It'll be a fun 2 weeks in the build-up. Congrats on your Eagles getting back to the dance. He is Mike Golic of Westwood One and longtime NFLer. Thank you for doing this, Mike. We'll do it again soon.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks.
There he is, Mike Golic, Sr. And, yeah, I mean, that's what, like, the inside the NFL guys are like, look at the line, right, at the line of scrimmage. The Eagles are dominant on that front. The Chiefs, I thought, did a really good job on that yesterday. But Mahomes, Hurts, Andy Reid, you got a bunch of star players. The Kelce brothers are going to be there. They're going to be loud. It's going to be great.
The brothers playing against each other is...
That's
like
cool.
They have a podcast together. And now it's going to be like, I don't want to talk to you for 3 weeks.
Yeah, I was wondering about that today. Yeah. Like, I don't know the scheduling on that podcast. We should look it up. Like, I believe they do it weekly, will they do it this week and next week? Like, let's say they record on Fridays. Will they record the Friday before
Super Bowl? Yeah, but then if you do it next week, the week before the Super Bowl, your teammates, are they going to look at you saying, hey, like, are you ready for the game? You're doing the podcast with your brother. He's on it.
You might have to put it out and say, hey, we're going to take a 2 week hiatus until this is over. And we'll both come on and do
it. I'll see you after the game.
See you after the
game. The crazy thing is, this is when you want to hear from them. Like, as much as the podcast, I believe, is very successful, and those two are the two of the best players in the league, I think both future Hall of Famers. But this is, you got to hear from them now.
This would be like the Manning brothers play.
So they have to weigh everything, like the teammates, the Super Bowl, or the legitimacy of our podcast. Like, what are you going to pick?
Yeah, and it's almost insane that we're asking that question.
The PR people will be like, you guys can, both of them, cannot do that.
I don't think that PR, they have no control over it.
I understand.
The coaches, maybe. PR is not going to Travis Kelce.
If I was a coach, I'd be sniffing around. I'd be like, when are you going to do the last podcast? Because I want to know. Your teammates want to know.
The PR is an extension of the organization.
No, the
president of the team will go to the PR guy and go, make sure they are not doing
it. Well, doesn't the player have, like, doesn't one of the Kelce's have, don't they both have the right to say, that's my podcast?
Absolutely. And guess what? They're both playing, even if they do the podcast.
I understand.
There's no way Jason Kelce and Travis Kelce aren't playing in the Super Bowl because they record a podcast.
I'm not saying they would be suspended. It's just, to me, it's more about common sense. Both organizations will go, just give us a break. That's the last thing they need is bulletin board material because
kidding.
You know what? Well, our, you know, not sure how Patrick's feeling.
I think they have the attitudes where they're like, we're doing it.
I'll bet you they do at least one more. I'd be shocked if they didn't. They're bigger than life. They know their roles. They know how great they are on their respective teams. I'll bet you they do at least one more.
So that's a Jerry's percentage.
Okay.
Because I don't think they will.
Rod, find out when they post them. Do they do it on
Wednesdays? Wednesdays. They record every Wednesday.
So they might do, what is it, Monday today? They'll do this Wednesday.
I think they'll do this Wednesday.
But then
you want to bet 20? I say they don't
I'll bet 20 that they do at least one.
But you can't have inside info.
How would I have inside? I don't have a clue.
I saw a tweet saying we're getting one out there Wednesday.
I swear this just popped up.
You say they do
500.
I think they do one.
I say they don't.
If he was in the know, he would have said, no, let's do 50.
Yeah, but then that would be a tell.
Yeah, exactly.
So now am I doing reverse psychology?
I say they don't do one this Wednesday or next. They wait till after.
I'll bet you another 20 they do on next Wednesday. I'll bet you they do two.
They do two before the
Now
Super Bowl?
You've got my interest. Hang on a second. I will bet you 100 no this week and 500 next week.
I'm not boosting the bet up because next week is
okay,
a little
20,
bit.
40. 20 this week, 40 next week.
No, I want to go reverse. 40 this week, 20 next week because I'm not as certain about next week.
Dude, take it or leave it. 20, 40.
When is media day for Super Bowl?
But the thing is, they're gonna say this week if they're going to do one next week.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Let's just do 40 for this week.
40 for this 40 week, you're on.
But media day, if they're doing the rounds, you know they're going to be asked. Like, they might do a podcast from media day.
I'd be shocked if they didn't do it. Yeah. And you know what? You know when you really got to hear? Is after the Super Bowl, because one of them won and one of them lost.
Exactly.
That's going to be
spicy
wild.
Spicy meatball.
Ryan Callahan coming up. Max Homa at 6:30. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on TSN 4.